This call will now be recorded. You may now proceed.
Thank you very much, Derek. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCEC ExCom meeting on Friday, 19th of August, 2016. On the call today, we have Fazani Badi, Grace Ditaga, Milton Mwala, Rafik Damak, and from staff, I have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you, and I see that Joao is not here in the call, or he's joining from the bridge.
No, Joao is not on the call now.
Okay, and also Peter is not here even after we invited him. Okay, so let's start then the discussion. Mariam, can you please put the agenda just to remind people about the topics you are going to discuss today?
Yes, Rafik, I'll put that up in a bit. 1 second, please.
While the agenda is copied and passed, we can start. So thanks everyone for joining for today's call. I think you can understand the main topic for this call. It's a kind of follow-up about the letter we sent to Peter, I think last week, regarding his resignation from the executive committee, and I think most of you saw the discussion in the NCUC list. It was not what we intended in the beginning. We wanted to give chance for him to respond and to maybe to clarify and so on. Unfortunately, we didn't get any response, and we find ourselves in a situation we have to go to the NCUC list to clarify and to publish the letter instead of having rumor and people talking about the issue without really knowing what they are talking about. So, unfortunately, Peter is not here, even if he was invited to come to the call and to discuss with us. He also chose another, I think, another path. As you probably saw that in his response to the NCUC list. So, for today, we need to agree how we move forward. I think many members expressed different opinion, but. What I can see as consensus is they are putting that decision to us, and I think we are trusted as executive committee to make the right decision. It's not about the person, and it's not personal, but as executive committee, we have to be decisive, make decision, and that's what people are expecting from us. So, are you listening to me? I mean, I see some discussion in the in the chat. Okay. So, for today, we need to make a decision and to make it having most of you on the call, and hopefully we can work in motion and so on. So, I would like really to hear from you what you think, how we can move forward here, and what we should do. Okay, Farzani, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafiq, and everyone else. Farzani Badi for the record. So I just wanted to add that the decision that we made to make that email address to Peter to resign from EC public was due to the fact that he went and informed other people about this decision without talking to us first. And this is very important because we did not breach the confidentiality of the email until he told a couple of people and we received an email about it. So I think it's very important for our members to know, because also in Peter's email, he argues that I had the impression that he argues that we just made this email public, but this was a reaction to Peter going around and telling their members. So we cannot have, as you said, we cannot have just some members discussing this while others don't know about it. So we had to inform our members about this decision. I think Grace is in the queue. This is my first comment on this. I will let Grace to make her comment, and then I will come back up again.
Thanks, Farzani. Grace, please go ahead. Grace? Don't think we can hear you. Okay. So maybe in the meantime, we can dial out to Grace, and then in the meantime we can go to Joao. And just for information, there is a small earthquake here in Japan, so a small shake, but it's okay, no worries. Joao, please go ahead. Joao? It sounds I cannot hear Joao. I'm not sure if it's only me or other. Okay, so some of the
All right.
Hi, Joao.
I got you some noise. So in this about this letter, my position is the same position on the beginning. I understand you was right on the procedures, but I think it's not personal with Peter. So I just think you need to talk with Peter personally before do it. Just a diplomatic issue is not the procedures. So just talk with Peter. That's the way I just wrote on this, the beginning of this issue, just to avoid some kind of misunderstanding or misperception of the fact. I don't know how Peter are perceiving this all. Otherwise, I don't know why Tapani did this amount of question about our decision. it's our decision is based on the rules. It's fine. It's okay. So I just missed something more personal. Maybe Hafik or another of us talk directly with Peter to show Peter the problem. Maybe it would be more soft to Peter to withdraw his candidacy for executive committee. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Joel. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question, but we need to recall the kind of the timeline of action. Peter acknowledged the letter, but he never responded to it. He acknowledged and kind of disappeared for days. The problem is, yeah, as we said, that he reached other people asking for help. So he created, I think, a strange situation for everyone. Because I think there was some expectation that he will try to explain and try to arc, but kind of disappeared. It made it the situation really odd and weird. I mean, how we can deal in that? We could maybe do better. It's always possible. We can argue about that. But there was also possibility for discussion, and honestly, he didn't respond to us, as far as I see. Grace, can you speak now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, great. Yeah. No, I just wanted to say that first I was kind of surprised at the approach that Peter took. I was just observing all the emails flowing left, right, and center. I didn't even know that there are people who claim to be founders of NCUC. I always thought that is an African problem. But moving forward, yes, I agree we need to make a decision. But considering that you, Rafiq, and Milton have been in these processes longer than some of us, what will be the implications of our decision, considering Peter has decided not to talk to us, but instead to go to the ombudsman?
Thanks, Grace. First, I think we may need to understand what the ombudsman role and what he can do and what he cannot. And so to kind of understand the process and procedure that the ombudsman may initiate. But first, I guess I will let maybe Milton to speak, since I see he's raising his hand. I'm not sure if Joao, it's an old hand, or you want to speak again, but let's start with Milton first.
Okay, let's see if you can hear me now.
I hear you.
You can hear me, good. Okay. So just to answer Grace's question, what would be the implications? I really think we don't have much of an alternative now but to act on our own and wait for the ombudsman to do whatever he wants to do with Peter. I don't think Peter has a very good case to take to the ombudsman, because normally the ombudsman will try to mediate first, which means that you talk to the people that you have a dispute with. I think that what's sort of going on here is that there were people in the constituency who liked having Peter on the executive committee, and he thought of himself as sort of agents or more connected to them than he did to the rest of us. And so we were kind of unaware of this. We didn't know that this would happen either. We thought this would be between us and him. So it was very disturbing to me who found out about this letter and started complaining to us about it, you know, it was very interesting to see who those people were, and how they dug in their heels and made very, you know, silly arguments about eligibility in order to keep him on the committee. So that turned into, frankly, what was kind of a faction fight within the constituency. So that's why I think that Peter really won't talk to us, and that the ombudsman thing is, you know, really sort of, that's a completely different separate process now. We just have to let him do that if he feels he's been wronged. I'm fairly sure that the ombudsman is not going to claim that we've made some massive injustice. I really don't think so. So I think we need to take some kind of an action as the EC, according to our own rules. And if he doesn't want to communicate with us, there's not a lot we can do about that at this point.
Thanks, Milton. I'm not sure if it's old hand, Grace, or if you wanted to ask something.
No, that's an old hand. Oh, I need to put it down.
Okay. Farzaneh, please go ahead.
So, yes, I agree with Milton that we need to proceed and make a decision about the situation. And I would say that our decision is based on a single fact, and that is that Peter is an employee of a registry, and he should not be in a leadership role in NCUCEC. So this is the fact that we based our decision on, and we asked him to resign. He did not get back to us, and he now goes to ombudsman. I think until we get the decision from the ombudsman, we need to suspend Peter from the EC until we get the decision, and then later on we can decide what to do. Just a couple of things about the decision that the ombudsman is going to issue. I think I'm going to look into this more, but this is going to be a confidential process, the ombudsman process. Unless Peter actually wants to tell our members or everyone else what is going on, the process is remains confidential. And also the decision. We can share that decision with our members. But for now, I think what we should do, we should go ahead, and we have made a decision based on a simple fact, and suspend Peter. And if Rafiq appoints an interim, and if there are, like, availability and there are people who are willing to serve, and until we receive the decision from the ombudsman.
Hey, thanks for Jennifer explaining about a little bit about the ombudsman process and highlighting about the confidentiality. I mean, we are not yet in that process, and so it's hard to think about for not. It makes sense what you are proposing, and I think we can build the case about that. Yes, you will. Please go ahead.
No, it's the same. It's right in the chat. I just suggest to reduce our some kind of not misunderstanding, but more of this bad results of a letter. It is to publish another public letter, just about the valuable work of Peter on NCC. Something. So Peter, he was fine. He was a great guy. He did a that's a lot of amount of work for the community, but he can't stay with you anymore because the rules, blah, 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 and see, just explain the rules. The reason you can't stay with it anymore. So I just think this would be calm for the question, for the political that these letters are going on the NCUC and CSG or ICANN. So yes, this is Milton, this is, all right, that's it.
Thanks, Joel. Yeah. Milton?
Okay, so I've heard two proposals, I think, one from Farzana, one from Zhao. Actually, I support both of them. I think they're compatible or consistent. So Farzana proposed that we suspend Peter from the EC and I think she also said that Rafiq should appoint a replacement, if that's correct. And then Zhao said that we send a public letter praising his work, explaining that, you know, he did a good job. But that would also, I think, could transmit our decision to suspend him because of the eligibility rule, making it clear that it's not a personal issue. It's not because he didn't do good things. I think I support both of those. I think, in effect, Peter's kind of suspended himself anyway. We can't successfully communicate with him. He hasn't showed up for the meeting to talk about him. So I really think we need to move on and focus more on actual things that need to be done and get this behind us. And I agree that we want to be generous and grateful the way Zhao suggests. So that's my two cents.
Thanks, Milton, for this summary. Okay, I mean, we have to make it, this is quite really strong in terms of procedure, and I guess we can work in motion to list all those actions and vote on them. I guess if we are, we have to draft a letter, should be done quickly, maybe within this weekend, so we can send the letter and our decision by Monday, hopefully. And yes, I mean, it's quite important to avoid make things personal. I do think we try to save the face, understanding the cultural sensitivity and so on. Unfortunately, it didn't work as we expected, because we didn't really expect that he will contact other and not responding and so on. So now it's we cannot fix that. However, what we can still is to offer a decent door for him. And so we can work on this letter. So who will volunteer to draft it? Who want to volunteer to draft it? So to here to take actions. And so we can vote in this motion about suspending Peter and from the EC, not PC, from the EC. Okay. I'm not sure. Grace, I thought your hand was raised, but did you want to speak or you not anymore?
Not anymore, because Milton already said what I wanted to say.
Okay. So, Milton, by when you can send the draft? Okay. So I guess, and since it's quite an official and important decision, we need to make motion. So the executive committee, okay, I saw that Farzana made some amendment to the actions. So just to be sure, are we waiting for the letter and then we make a vote in the list, or you want that we make a motion indicating all those action and vote them now? Yes, Milton.
I think that we should basically do what we propose. We will suspend Peter from the EC, appoint a replacement, send the public letter, and but we add on to that letter saying that we'll wait for the results of the ombudsman process, and you know, we'll be happy to consider or examine what the ombudsman has to say about this. You understand what I'm saying?
Thanks, Mil. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, we can vote on those, I think, just to this action. But since you are saying that we will wait for the Ombudsman decision and maybe we can reconsider, I think then we should avoid appointing a replacement interim for now. Maybe for later we will go...
I don't agree with that. I think we have to do what we need to do. All we're saying is that we will respect, let me put it this way, we will respect the outcome of the ombudsman process. We will consider it. We will consider the outcome and not say we would reconsider our actions, but we will consider the outcome of the ombudsman process. But I'm afraid that the ombudsman process could take 3 months, right?
Yeah.
So if we're sitting here without an EC member for 3 months, I think that's just not good.
Okay, because I mean, just I was maybe you didn't see my email about the election yet, but I was proposing to have election in November anyway. But if other EC member agree, it would be fine, I guess. But in the meantime, yes, Lenny.
Yes, so the election is something that we need to consider as well. If we have not received if we have not received the decision of the ombudsman by then Peter cannot run for another term election. I think we should consider this. I do think that you need, if we can find an interim, that would be great. We just announced it on the list and see who it is. To be perfectly honest, I don't think we will get volunteers at this stage. So, but let's just, so that the region doesn't remain without a representative, let's just announce that we need to appoint an interim and see who volunteers and if we can appoint one until we sort out the issue. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Fazan. So let's summarize what you are suggesting. In terms to suspend Peter from the EC until EC received Ombudsman decision, and as Milton suggested, we will respect the outcome and consider it. That's open. Yes, about the replacement. Also, you are suggesting that we will during the process with the ombudsman, Peter should be ineligible for the election, because we need also to avoid this kind of, which will be all the situation. He may try to run again in next 2 months. Respect and consider. So, Milton, can you please maybe draft the motion in the meantime And I'm not sure you wanted to speak because I see your hand raised.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that was it was Grace and Milton, and okay. Yes, please draft a motion here. We need to be really specific about what we are going to do because we will share that later with the NCUC list. We have really to be quite clear about what we made decision. We don't need kind of long discussion and people get confused about what we decide and so on. It doesn't really look okay at all in public list with more than 400 member. Okay, for the appointment, there is something practical to have in mind is that we need to find the person to volunteer or really, usually what happened before, I only recall previous cases in NCHG is that we went to those who were in the last election and we get the second. However, it's still we need to confirm with the person if they want to take that or not. I also see a call for volunteers, which makes sense, but I mean there are different options and you can discuss them in coming days. Okay, there are some kids happy at least. Joao, I'm not sure.
I'm trying to tell them to keep quiet.
It's okay. Joao, I'm not sure to understand what you are suggesting here. Okay, can you clarify?
So yeah, if you put someone on the Peter's position, it's a message we send to Peter that our decision was made or something else. That's more a perception for Peter that there was someone on his place, and the decision was be made or something else. I think if they put someone now, it would be worse for the crisis that Peter created, that this, no Peter, we, everybody, on this decision. It's a difficult decision. So for now, I just think about if it can put someone or not. It really needed to put someone on Peter's position right now, or just first, you can send the letter, talk to order, clarify the issues. When clarifying, once things go more calm, you can put someone in the Peter's position. But for me, if you agree, just keep the Peter's lot empty. Not put anyone in his lot yet.
Okay. Thank you all for the clarification. Any comment on this?
I didn't get that.
Okay, so Milton, Joao was trying to explain about the perception that if we try to appoint right now or even in coming days someone in place of Peter, what he was suggesting that we keep the slot empty for some time. So I think it's more about the messaging here and the perception maybe within the members if we could try to appoint after just suspending Peter. Yes, Farzana.
That's Farzana Badi speaking. I kind of switch here because I don't want the region not have a representative. But then on the other hand, Joao has a point that we are kind of replacing Peter if Lapointe someone else even temporarily. We could consider the situation. We make our decision. We tell the members we made this decision, and then we can take actions later on. Decide on whether we actually appoint an interim representative or not. We can wait on that. It's okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Virginie, and I concur with that. I think from the beginning, And that's why I highlighted about the election. We are trying to get the election soon. So, missing an EC member should not be blocking for the next weeks. And I think we separating the issue, it will be really helpful. Focusing in about the suspension, having a motion on that, acknowledging about the process that may start with the ombudsman, and explaining to the wider NCUC membership, and then after for the appointing an interim EC member and so on, I think we can handle that later, and also clarifying how we will do that, even if it's the charter give me as a chair the possibility to do it. I still have to think carefully how to do it and how to pick the right person, I think, because it's hard to appoint someone to what is supposed to be an elected position. So waiting for Milton for the motion, we got some work, and it's almost 40 minutes in the call. So we will have around 20 minutes remaining and trying maybe to cover other topic. Election? Which election procedure you mean? Okay. I thought maybe if we will discuss about just the bylaw change process, but you want to talk about the NCUC election timeline? I shared my proposal in NCUC list. I'm not sure if everyone has a time. Okay. Okay. See, Grace has some connectivity problem. Okay, so let's maybe discuss about the bylaw change process anyway. I think it's also more critical in terms of since we postponed it for a few days. Okay, a few days ago I sent a proposal for a process and a timeline. The whole idea really is to get this synchronized with the election. And I sent another timeline for the election, all those proposals. Both we need to agree on the timeline. At least for the bylaw change, we have to agree also the process, because we are going to ask people for input and do a consultation, and we have to manage the draft and fix any disagreement. So I am really looking for your input, guys, because I'm thinking for this weekend to work on the announcement. It's important to give all the details and rationale and the background and share all the information to explain the process and why we are trying to achieve, because not necessarily everyone will understand why we are trying to do that. And so I need your help here. I am waiting for comments to my message I resend this week, and I need your input. So I can work on draft for the announcement, and Farzani voluntary to work on the red line version so that we reduce.
I am back.
And hopefully
can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you guys. Yeah. So I was explaining about the agenda item number 2 while Milton is working on the motion that we will vote hopefully soon. So any comment about the bylaws charter? Bylaws change?
Uh,
Sorry, Rafiq, I'm here without your permission.
Yes.
So, okay. So, sorry, is this call being transcribed, actually?
The call is transcribed? I think so. It's recorded, but I'm not sure how long it will take for the transcription. Mariam can respond to that.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mariam. So for the bylaws change, I think we came up with a timeline which we might have to just change and adjust a little bit. I think we were going to send the bylaw changes to the members pretty soon. I think that can happen still, but then the other thing is that before doing that, do we want to make more changes in the bylaws? And if we want to do that, what should be the deadline for that? And also, I think we were discussing that we talked to Rob, if I'm not mistaken. But I think you have done that, Rafiq, already, and we know the process and how it works. So if we can just make the changes until next week, perhaps, and then just send it out to the members and follow the process, I think that would be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I mean, the timeline can be adjusted because what matters is the period and the milestone, but the dates can be changed, of course. There is no problem here. And we can set synchronize with the election, so we can have the election and the voting and get the maximum of people to do so. So I can make the adjustment. I mean, it's easy, I think, within this weekend. And I can work myself in the announcement, try to draft it and share with the NCUC list. So let's say by next week, Friday, I think you are holding the pen for the draft charter and the red line version. And I think there was some changes proposed in NCAG list, so we may also add that. Let's share the maybe the red line document you may have an NCUC EC list having kind of proofreading another reading of it and see if there is anything missing and if we want to make any change to have something really close as much as possible to what we want. Do you think Friday next week is feasible or not? We have really short slack to do things. Otherwise, it will be really hard later on to get the process, because it will be in the middle of election and so on, and in kind of transition phase. Okay, so any agreement about my proposal? Okay, so let's do that. So, Mariam, please take note about the action. Yes. So Farzana will share the red line version in NCUC EC list. We will have till Friday next week to make any other changes. We will have to do proofreading and review of it. I will prepare the announcement, drop the announcement to NCUC list and share it to NCUC EC for review. And yeah, I will also send an adjusted timeline for the bylaws change process. Okay. So Mariam, could you catch all what I said as action? Okay, in meantime. Yes.
Terrific. Can you repeat the part about you sending an email to the list, please?
Okay. I will send an email with an adjusted timeline for the bylaw change process and a draft announcement about the process which will be shared late, which will be sent later to NCUC wider list. But first, I will send the draft to NCUC EC for review and approval. Okay. In the meantime, when you, Marian is writing, Milton, can you be ready to read the motion? Now I cannot see it since there were several comments in the chat. And hopefully, Mariam can copy and paste it in the notes.
Yes, the this is kind of a combination of a minutes and a motion. But basically, it says the NCUC Executive Committee met August 18th to consider the problem of Peter Green's eligibility for the Executive Committee. Period. Peter Green was informed of the meeting and specifically invited to attend by the chair, but did not attend. After considering the issue, the EC decided, and we could put in unanimously or whatever the vote was here, the EC decided to, one, draft a public letter expressing our appreciation for Peter's prior work for the constituency, but explaining that his membership in the registry stakeholder group makes him ineligible for a leadership role in NCUC. Two, suspend Peter Green from the Executive Committee and rule that he is not eligible to run in the next election. Three, await a statement from the Ombudsman whose decision will be considered and respected.
Thanks, Milton. I have only small comment. I think it's explaining that his employer membership in the registry AC makes him ineligible, just maybe to make things more clear. Hello?
Employment instead of membership?
Employer membership, I think, to be specific.
Okay.
Because there was some discussion, people, you know, they can argue that he's not a member, but that's the reality, he is through his employer. So we need to be specific here.
Okay.
Okay. I think... Marian, please don't forget to catch the amendment. Okay, so, yes, Farzana.
Yeah, sorry, Rafiq, Farzana Baghdadi speaking. I just have one comment on this. You say that we are saying that we consider and respect the decision of ombudsman. So that means whatever ombudsman decides on the case, we will follow. And
no,
So, but if you say respect, that in the legal term means that you will follow it.
Legally it means that? Well, then let's change that, because it means, what I meant was it would be taken seriously. Maybe we should say that.
So yeah, I think consider... Yeah, I think consider would be safe. I think consider just we will take a note of the decision and we think about. But respect, I think it's the same like the discussion we have of the ICANN bylaws and the legal implications. So let's remove such term. I mean,
well, let's say seriously considered, or. I mean, just to say considered just sounds like, Maybe we'll.
Farzana, do you have kind of more usual legal term here?
That's okay.
Seriously considered is okay?
Yep. Okay.
So why don't you have a vote on this one, a roll call vote.
Okay. So please check again, guys. We will vote in soon about this. Okay, so let's vote.
You're going to do a roll call?
Yeah, I think it's better. Let's start with Farzana. You can speak, Farzana, it's better.
Okay, I agree.
Thanks. Grace? Is Grace still with us on the call? In the meantime, please, Mariam, check. Joao? Joao, can you say your vote? Okay, so I see Joao vote yes. Milton?
Yes.
Yes, thanks. Grace, Mariam, is Grace still with us? I don't see her neither in the chat, or I don't know if she's in the bridge. Let's ask her.
She's still connected on the call.
But she cannot speak? I mean, because I'm not sure she can read the chat. Yeah, so we have a vote from Farzana, Joao, and Minton by yes. Also, I vote yes, and we are trying to get Grace. Okay, so she will join us in a few minutes. Grace?
Hello. Yes, I can.
Hello.
Grace?
Oh, hi, Grace. So we are now voting for the motion. So, and waiting for your vote.
Oh, okay. I thought I already said on the chat that I am good with Milton's crafting of the motion. So I am voting yes.
Okay, thanks, Grace. Can you speak up? We are kind of taking notes here. So you vote, you approve the motion.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a yes vote from Grace. I think we have anonymous vote for the motion, and the motion is passed. Thanks, guys. We will have then to wait for the letter from Milton. Hopefully by Sunday, so we can send it to the NCU list in Monday. Okay. Anything else to add here?
I would just ask Mariam to add to the resolution considering the issue the EC unanimously decided. Hello?
Yes, she's writing it now in the notes, and
okay.
It will be in the minutes.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks. And just as an action item, as we decided, we will handle later the case of interim appointment. So we covered already in terms of the agenda about the bylaw change. As said, we still have 4 minutes. So the only thing that we may, if we have time to handle it, is about we had that strange discussion, I think, in the EC list about some... let's say, you know, the payment, the transfer. So we want to need to really close the case. It's not really, we need to find a solution for that. But in the meantime, I see that Milton Edwards, anyone to speak? Yes, Milton.
Sorry, that was an old hand.
Okay. Old hand from old guy. It's okay. Yes, Faizan.
Hi, with regards to Sonny G2, if you've been following the EC discussion on that, Sonny G2 said that we agreed to give Sonny G2 €800 to cover his travel-related expenses to obtain a visa to Marrakesh. So that means because Sonny G2 didn't live in Abuja, he had to go to Abuja, and then he had to stay there for, I think, around 8 nights. Although we had approved his travel, we had approved his travel request of $1,250, if you remember, we were concerned and uncertain that he
was molesting the case.
So we were uncertain and concerned that he will spent so much money again on a visa and traveling, and we did not think that he actually spent that much money wisely, considering that we had approved only $1,250 to him for his travel. So that was the basis of our decision. We said no, we are not going to cover the Helsinki travel cost at all. What we are going to do, we are going to reimburse you for your travel-related expenses to obtain a visa for Morocco. And he gave us an amount in euro. He said, I spent €800. And there was some complication there. He had asked that to be reimbursed in dollars, I think, and that did not happen. He was reimbursed in Naira. Naira rates was dropped significantly. And I think, as you can see from the email, I think what we should do, if he has really spent in Nigeria euros to travel to Abuja to get his Moroccan visa, then yes, then it makes sense to kind of compensate. But then yes, his receipt was in Naira, but he is arguing that he actually converted euros to Naira at the time to pay for these expenses. What I have asked him is to provide proof that he has done that. I have asked him that, Not because we don't trust him, not because we think he's lying, only because we need justification for our actions. EC has to justify its actions when it spends money. So I think the solution would be for this problem, sorry, I went on and on about it. The solution would be for this problem is to tell him that we are not going to cover any kind of cost that is related to Helsinki travel. We have agreed on 800 euros and to cover his travel expenses to obtain a visa for Marrakesh. On the condition that he provides us with the proof that he actually spent fuel. There is one thing. So I think Milton has sent him he actually converted 800 euros to USD, which was $830, and then converted it to Naira. Now, so Nikita said that because of that there was a decrease in the currency rate, he has only received, I think, 699 or something. So around 700. I would say, yes, 883, okay. I would say what we should do is just to give him around 130 more, so that we actually have fulfilled the agreement that we pay him 800 euros. I don't know if I was clear, but so I think this would be my suggestion. So my suggestion is to give him, I have to come up with the exact number, but the difference between the dollar amount that he's gotten now and the euro amount that he was promised, only on the condition that he provides us proof that he has actually spent euros.
Okay, thanks, Farzana, for the whole explanation. It's a really kind of complicated case. I don't recall, maybe Milton know better than me, I don't recall there was any issue before with any recipient of NCUC support for years. There may be some delays or things, but usually I didn't hear people complaining or such complicated situation. And it's not really, it's not good that we have to deal with that. But we have to deal and find a solution. There are some things that we cannot handle. I mean, change in currency rate and so on, things happen. For myself, because of the Brexit, the currency in the country where I live, the rate changed in just one day, and I lost money in the matter. But anyway, just to clarify, we cannot really handle also the global economics and global rate change. So, we need to find a solution here and quickly. And that's okay. I see Joel and Milton. They want to speak. Yes, Joel.
All right. Just to remark my suggestion, really, these exchange issues are usually on some countries. For example, on Brazil, when send my wire transfer to me, the bank gives me the worst rate for the exchange and charge me something around $100 for the operation. On the other side, using PayPal account, you can keep the deposit on the foreign currency. For example, if you send me euros, I can keep it on one account with euros on PayPal and convert this for my local currency when the rates are good for me. So I will need to decide when to exchange to better currency rates. The tax, the PayPal charge is too lower for this operation. And PayPal is usually simple. Just send, it can connect to this account and just receive the discharge from PayPal. It's very easy, very tranquil. Usually the bank needs to create a large amount of bureaucracy. Even if in Brazil, for example, if we receive more than $500, you can explain the origin of the money, you can send the receipt. It's a bureaucracy that is consumed around a week or 2 weeks for you receive the money. You don't have another option than receive this. Or you can send this back to sender, for example. Just as an operational suggestion. So I agree with Farzi on Dublin meeting, for example. Joseph sent me a wire money by bank, and this wire for my Persian, it was a difference for $130. So I just give the receipt for Joseph, the judge, and he gave me more $130 in cash to complete my Persian. It's so fine to give this for police because the rate and the bureaucracy of the accountants are very specific in any field. I think the third world has more problem with the money to the wire transfer than the other countries. Just they need to consider this. This is.
Thank you all. Yes, Milton?
That was interesting to hear from Zhao. So here's the story from my perspective. We did reimburse him based on the amount of euros he claimed to have spent. As far as he said, 800 euros. I converted it to dollars, which at the time was $883. And then I didn't know that this guy had an account in dollars. In fact, this guy, Sonagito, has 5 different bank accounts. So I thought I was doing him a big favor by giving him the amount based on dollar, but converting it in transit to Nigerian currency. And that would prevent him from losing the money in the exchange rate that Zhao was talking about. However, he did specifically ask me to send it in dollars. And so in that sense, you could say that we made a mistake, although it was a very honest one and kind of almost unavoidable without having more communication with him about what the heck was going on. Now, what we didn't understand at the time is that the Nigerian currency is depreciating so rapidly that, you know, in the 2 or 3 weeks that we were fussing about where the money was, it probably went down by 10% relative to the dollar. However, in terms of Naira, which if you look at the receipts he gave us, it was for, I'll write the number in the chat, he gave us receipts for 218,000 Naira, and what we gave him back was something like 234,500 Naira. So he actually got more Naira than he spent. So that's why if we don't have proof that he actually, you know, spent euros to get those Naira, then we probably shouldn't do anything. But to me, that's not even the main problem. The main problem is that I think Sonagitu still wants to be reimbursed for all his expenses in Helsinki. And even if we go to all the trouble and expense of sending him another $200, which is what we would have to do, I still don't think he's going to be satisfied. So I wonder if Grace knows anything about this guy and can talk to him about what we're actually trying to reimburse him for. So Grace, do you know Sonagitu? Do you have much contact with him?
No, I've actually only met him in an ICAN meeting.
And I was kind of surprised at his approach to this issue, because I thought your email to him and Fazani and Fazit were very clear that all the money owed to him had actually been reimbursed if it was to be based on the receipt. But I figured he just wanted euros. It's not, for me, it's not even an issue of whether he lost or not. I think he just wanted the money in foreign currency. And so I don't know if anyone else is able to explain better than Fazi did. So I would suggest we go with Fazi's suggestion. But when you send that, you know, the proposed 100 plus something, please send it to him in dollars or in euros so that he stops the noise.
Okay, thanks, Grace. Yeah, I think we need some proof to about that he spent those, he got those euro and converted them to Nairas for the expenses. Yes, Milton, you want to say something? Okay, I guess an old hand. Okay. Yes, it's this kind of situation, I guess. Yeah, I mean, he probably wanted to get in more stronger currency, not in the local currency. I can understand that, but it was not clear in the instruction. And also, I mean, there was this all the confusion about the account. Milton spent time to confirm with the bank and so on. So, okay, we will ask him about proof that he spent the money, in euro. And just to clarify with him that based on that, we will, I guess we, if I'm not mistaken, we will pay the difference if we get the proof.
Yes.
Next time, just Milton, please send in dollar. That's it. And I think the whole all this discussion, it's right. Maybe what we need to do next time. We need to be clear with the recipient about what kind of instruction they should send, and if they have something specific, they should tell beforehand. I don't think anyone really should spend that much time in those kind of really administrative stuff. We understand about people's needs and so on, but, I mean, it's also really time-consuming. I mean, this discussion is now for 4 weeks, so it's not really, really good. Okay, so it's clear what we should do. Okay, I was thinking to have only 1 hour call, but okay, I mean, at least we have this handled. Mariam is not on the call to take the notes, so I need to remember what we agreed. Okay, so yes, Farzi, I thought I was going to adjourn the call, but do you want to talk, discuss about the election timeline now?
Well, if Mariam is not in the call, then we can just take it up on the list.
Yes, because I sent the email today, so I'm not sure if people already have had time to read it. But basically, I'm suggesting a timeline based in previous year, and that's it. What I want that we agree on the date on that timeline, so we can start the preparation and make announcement in time. Because my understanding, we have to make announcement before. I'm not sure, 1 month at least, something like that. So. Okay, so let's discuss about the election in the main list. Okay, thanks guys for attending today. I think we did what we need to do. It's not always easy, but someone has to do it. Thanks again, and the call is adjourned.